Today is the feast day of the great St. Clare of Assisi, born into a wealthy noble family in the year 1193, and lived in really an ordinary life until she saw the conversion of her friend Francis. St. Francis had given up everything, his wealthy name and property and possessions, had embraced a life of poverty following Christ. He was filled with the great joy of following Christ, and she heard him preach and also felt drawn to give up everything to follow Christ. And so, as one biographer wrote, on Palm Sunday in the year 1212, she ran away from home and went out to St. Francis's Church of the Portiuncula, where he lived with his community. The meeting had been prearranged, and Francis and his brethren met her at the door of the chapel of Our Lady of the Angels with lighted tapers. They led her to the altar, where he cut off her hair and put on her a penitential habit. The founder of the Franciscans then placed her in the convent of the Benedictines in Assisi until he had built a convent for her. When news reached Assisi, the whole town was up in arms, and Clare's relatives stormed the convent to rescue their daughter from the madness of St. Francis. Well, fortunately, she was able to talk some sense into her relatives and friends, and she was able to stay in the convent. Eventually, they were able to get their own convent, San Damiano, right in Assisi, not far from where Francis and the brothers lived. And soon her sister Agnes, who was only 15, joined her. Later on, when her father died, her mother would join the convent as well as another sister and many of the women from illustrious families in Assisi. St. Francis placed her as the head, the abbess, of this brand new community. They were known as the Poor Women of Assisi. They relied totally upon donations. Whatever food was donated, that's what they would eat. They lived a life of austerity, complete poverty, humility. They did not wear shoes. They never ate meat. They slept on the ground, lived a life mostly in silence and prayer and penance for the reform of the church, for the conversion of the church. St. Clare herself wore a hair shirt underneath her habit. During Lent, they just ate bread and water. So this embracing of lady poverty, this idea of prayer and fasting and not having any possessions, was what helped to reform the Catholic Church in that time. St. Clare would become the advisor to bishops, cardinals, and even the Pope. On her deathbed, the Pope would visit her and give her a blessing. On one occasion, the Saracens, the pagans, would be coming through to ransack villages in Italy. They would pillage and burn villages. Of course, people were terrified when they approached Assisi. St. Clare had all the sisters pray before the Blessed Sacrament. It is said that she went and took the monstrance of the Blessed Sacrament and held it out through the window. And we don't know exactly what the Saracens saw. Perhaps the Lord sent some sort of a vision or an army of angels to turn them away, but they turned and did not attack the city. St. Clare remained until the age of 60 as the superior. She governed the poor Clares for 40 years, the last 27 years of her life in illness. She was canonized just 2 years after her death in the year 1255. You can go to Assisi today and see the beautiful church where she is laid out in Assisi. We've been very blessed in our diocese that since its founding about 30 years ago, Bishop Welsh had invited the poor Clares into our diocese. And he always said that they were the heart and the soul of our diocese, because they were the ones that were praying for vocations. They were the ones that were praying for our diocese all these years, that hidden prayer and penance. As they say, the church is the mystical body of Christ. You and I are the hands and feet of the mystical body. We're out in the world, but without the heart, without the inner organs of the body cannot survive. So that's what the contemplatives are. They're the inner organs of the body that keep the entire body of Christ alive. So we've been so blessed in our diocese over these last years to really have a large number of vocations compared really to the rest of the country. And a lot of that is attributed to these wonderful Poor Clare sisters in Alexandria. So I give you a blessing now with a relic of St. Clare. I encourage you to venerate it after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Clare, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.